This session is about spirit. I am myself wherever I go. Spirit, universe, energy, potential. I hold the essence of each within me. As time passes, I am afforded opportunities to develop, grow, and express my excellence through my purpose as service with meaning. Spirit, in this sense, does not have anything to do with a religious belief system that you have. You could take the word spirit and replace it with your name. You could take it and replace it with whatever you believe is your source. Nature, energy, universe, Buddha, God, Allah, whatever your belief system is, that's perfectly fine. But who are you, again, is the exploration here. Once you know who you are, you know that your spirit, your essence, is different than your physical form, yet working together as you, you become your best self at an even deeper level. Even in a practice or a belief system such as nihilism, nothingness, you can still come from nothingness. In the space of nothingness, you can identify who you are not, what you are not, things that you don't feel. From that angle, you can take an even deeper dive into spirit and identify with even greater certainty and assurance who you are. Spirit can also be a portal. As we've discussed before, the portals of wellness in biocognitive practice, we look at from the feet to the rib cage or the feet to the diaphragm as the portal of safety. Around the heart and in the ribcage as the portal of love. Our arms, our neck, our face as the portal of expression or freedom of expression. From the eyebrows to the top of the head, the portal of peace. And finally, the portal of spirit. Non-local. You can't put your finger on it. You might feel unease. You might sense serenity and peace. Any phrases that we've culturally learned that have to do with sensing or feeling at that non-local level truly has to do with you feeling self. Spirit, or your name, or any of the other titles you might insert here, are your guide. Back to the previous lesson of quietude, once you're in that space, you can restore spirit. You can hear spirit guiding you, your intuition, your God. And you can begin to take the steps to move more deeply into service. I remember at one point working with high school students, and they were very excited about their community service. It became a competition. Who could get the most hours? Where did they get the most hours? And suddenly, this kind of service turned from genuine, authentic community connections into a competition, judgment, and merit system. How often does your work become just that? Spirit and who you are can never be based on merit. If you're giving, it has to be out of meaning and inspiration. When it's not aligned. And in that space, you feel dis-ease. Dis-ease comes up in a lot of different forms within us, physically, emotionally, mentally, and so on. So again, you're feeling, you're sensing, you're picking up on this pattern and theme within your own self-discovery, self-care, self-healing, embracement of best self as discovery. This goes far beyond eating well, moving more, sleeping more, taking vacations. And it really helps us start to look at what's the meaning, what's the significance behind what we're doing all day, every day. If you're simply a cog in a wheel and that doesn't suit you anymore, you're in the right place, at least for now. Remember that if these emotions and physical sensations and thought patterns that you're having help you to identify where you are right now in this moment, you're being mindful. As you can cultivate self-caring commitments, as you cultivate selfhood, as you learn more and more about who you are, you can start to make those decisions about, do I remain where I am? Do I lead differently? Am I a leader? Have I been given permission to belong? Who do I not let belong? The spirit, or you, then can begin leading even deeper conversations with self and others about how you help. How helping is leading, and how leading is based on being your best self, rather than holding a specific title or being awarded specific merit. This isn't the way that everyone thinks. We have to culturally unlearn. And the best part is, our spirit, or you, your essence, you get to relearn who you are, who you want to be, what you want to explore. You can make it happen and overcome the limiting beliefs and practices that have been imposed upon you to keep you safe. Knowing that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. Whatever you're doing is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And what you dream of is totally possible for you to lead the best life and to be your best self. Today's reflection: which parts of your selfhood are the most difficult for other people to understand or accept? Which secrets inside of you do you wish to release? And how do you want to express that? What sins inside of you do you wish to release? What heartache do you wish to release and let go of? Accept the invitation to be free. Be free to be you. And accept the permission to belong. You are beautiful. Be well, my friend.